discussing the Parshas Tzitzis. Reisim v'hoi lochem tzitzis, reisim ma'isei yischartem. It's called Mitzvah Hashem, asisim ma'isei. But it's a pseudo. Achere levavchem, achere einechem. So Rashi brings down that. The ayin is roya, the leiv is choymei, in the guf. Then does the aveiris. That's the Hashem zoynim achere. It must be that choyre, Pasuk is saying that the koyach that the tzitzis has is that the tzitzis is able to neutralize, so to speak, or even more than neutralize, able to direct, to utilize those koyaches of ayin raya and leif chayme for ruchnius. So what does that mean? Realistically, what does that mean? What that means is that the tzitzis is symbolic of a certain hashkafa, of a certain idea that a person needs to surround themselves with symbols and to influence them, to allow themselves to be influenced, to be in an atmosphere of ruchnius. The tzitzis are on the outer perimeter, so to speak, of the guf, on your begadim. A person surrounds himself in a sviva of ruchnius, speaking, and gets creative and experiments in areas of ruchnius that he otherwise hasn't yet been exposed to. That's the same koiches that otherwise would be focused upon his lathe being misarsa, leading his eyes to view things which he doesn't really have a taiva as of yet. So in the Medrash says that first it says Surah Levav, and then it says Einei. Because in essence, although practically it's the Ayin Raya and the Leif Chaymed, but the Ayin Raya is Raya what the Leif wants to be Chaymed. The inner Leif, what the person is. What he has designs upon, what he has dreams upon, and so on. That's what inevitably his ayin will be directed towards, and will eventually produce a type in his life. So the Torah is saying over here, v'ayilochem tzitzis, that a person needs to involve himself in ruchnius, and of course this is more important when you have less of a structure. Ben Azmanin, especially in the summer, everybody should take the opportunity to allow themselves to be influenced and to have some exposure in different limudim, different chavrusas, different seasons. The yeshiva, even if you're staying in yeshiva, it's different. You have opportunities that don't exist. You have less of them. You have more opportunities. They're different. There's a lot of the anhola and the yuvalaita here, and their time is not as dedicated as it was a whole year. A lot more downtime. You get to know them both on a personal level. You could learn the Reish Chavrusa Shabbat. You could learn things. You could start Seyed HaLimud in Svarim, in areas of Torah that you wouldn't otherwise see, with a more relaxed way. I don't mean the method of the learning that it's relaxed. It's just without the pressure. You're going running from one chavusa to the next chavusa, and the Rebbe's saying shir, and you have to be up to the shir, and you have to write over the shir. You have the ability to be able to structure your way and to experiment in areas of Yiddishkeit that, and it does not only negay al limud, not only negay al limudim, your tefillahs are the fabrative abyssal, more the tefillahs, towards the time, and the kavana, and so on. The whole day is more. It's more subject, it's more lends itself more to trying out different things and new things and opportunities. So, I don't know if we spoke last week. So in Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma says it'll be a very interesting emotional, but it's also brings it as a pshat in the pasuk. Medrash Tanchuma at the end of Parsha Shlach says as a Leman Tiskiru. Are nosan riyah and nosan spida. Tiskeru. So it's first it says Rishem Isai Uzchatem is Omitzis Hashem. So you have Riyah and you have Skida. Amada maybe Liday Zakar. Medishan Kumba says, like Rashi brings, Mada Riyah is maybe Liday Zakar. Vizikarang, maybe Liday Maisa Shalema. Laman Tiskeru Vasisim is Komitzvaisa. Lama, why is that? So the reason why that's so is because the Torah is a pasuk in Parshas Hazini. We'll see. Pasuk shtei ki loy dover reiku mikem. The Torah is not a dover reik mikem. Moshul ma dover doim. Moshul a balabayis a yishoykel anunias. Is a balabayis who essentially was filing his filling out his tax returns. Anunias is a lashon misim. He was doing his bookkeeping. His fig shaykel, I think, in this context, I think it means that he was weighing what it is that he owes and so on, figuring out where he stands. The kaisev and pirios, so I should say, it means he was writing down zichroinus of that which he was handling. His father said to this person, benik, avizoyev and pirios, be careful with what you with your notations, with that which you're record keeping, shechayecha nosimba, because your chayim is dependent upon you getting it right and being careful, both in terms of should be done with precision, and you shouldn't forget what's written, you shouldn't lose it. Have izoyev ampudias. Shechayecha nosimba. Kach omer l'makadosh baruch hu liyisrael ki lo dover reiku mikem ki hu chayecha. The Torah, you have to be zoy with the Torah. Why? Which is considered like the Ampudia is the safest of Reines. Why? The same way the father says that Chayecha Nosen Vahem, so you have to be careful with your Ampudia, with your record keeping and so on. The Torah, in the same way, is something that I be zoy with the Torah, Kihu Chayecha. It's a little, it's more than a little. It's Mechusa over here in the complete understanding of the Eimek here and the Marshal, and even more so, probably for the most part, because the pasuk that the Gemara is that the Medrash is bringing is very cryptic. I mean, it's from the more difficult psukim, Pashat Teich, the Chumash. Let's read the pasuk. The pasuk says, Zifte Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over Parshas Hazinu and the Torah, we're finishing the giving over the Torah to Klal Yisrael, which the pasuk calls Ashira. Vayavei Moshe Vaydabdes Koldivri Ashira Azoy Vosnei Om. Some Rishonim said Ashira is Hazinu, and Ashira is the whole Torah, is Nikra Ashira. This is in Shvi in Hazinu. Hu Vayshe Avinu, pasuk Mem Dalet. Vaychal Moshe Vaydabdes Koldivri Ashira Azoy Vosnei Om. Finish giving over the Shida. He told Klal Yisrael, take heed. L'chol advarim asher noichi neged lachem hayoyim, asher titzavim es b'neichem, you command your children to go in your path and your ways. This malasis is called Dibre HaToyda Azois, this Shida. Why? Ki loy dover reik hu mikem, ki hu chayeichem. Was it not a dover reik mikem? Ki hu chayeichem. This is your life. So, would have been a lot better, Lechayra, just grammatically, just the comprehending the Lashon HaKro, had it said to you, Lachem, 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 Mikem, it's not an empty thing from you. What's it's much hard to type. You look in the translations, I mean, you see, it's much. I mean, each word is easy, each word, it's not difficult in the sense that the words are hard to type, but putting it all together, it seems to have been, you know, true what the pasuk is trying to say, what's the thrust of the pasuk, and why I had to say it this way, and then it says, Ki hu chayecha. It's not a double rake from you, Ki hu chayecha. Rashi says, Lo dove reiku mikem zok Rashi, Lo lchina matem yigeyim bo. It's not not for naught that you're being the Agaya in the Torah. Ki harbe schar taluva. Yu chayechem. And then, like the pasuk continues, and not only chayechem, but v'adava z'chayuch yomim ala adama. But l'chayre, it doesn't really, again, so Rashi is learning the chat is in terms of schar. But davereiku means in the sense that this schar is mutl v'tzide. Don't think that you're not going to be compensated. That's the stuff. It's not. But again, l'davereiku mi kem. Davereiku locha. You can. It says in the Yerushalmi in Peyer and Luxubis, the 8th parak of Luxubis, the same Yerushalmi. Famous Yerushalmi on this passage, Maim Chazal, Chazal say, Le'dobe Reiku Mikem, Ve'im Reiku Mikem. That means that if, again, literally and simply speaking, Chazal say that if it appears to be Reik, then you need to ascribe the fault of that to yourself. On the one hand, we say it's like David Eich. On the other hand, the Torah is it's not easy. Everything is nichol in Torah, and it's all shverkeit. So it's not to say like David Eich that it's simple. It's not simple. In Chazal, if it's Eich, then it's mikem. B'chorei Chazal adashni. The ribu in the pasuk here, it's a reik hu. You like dove reik, you should say. You chayecha. The mikem is probably also not that necessary. So Rambam the Chazal says you like dove reik. The reik hu, and if you do find it, if you do experience it as being empty, shallow, missing, maybe even too hard to understand, in that sense it's reik, in the sense that you're not understanding the Torah. So Rabbeinu Bachya learns here in the pasuk, Imreiku means that if a person finds it, that pasuk not getting a sip from the Torah, Chazal say then the pasuk is saying it's mikem. It's because it's mechsar and hamasik. It's not from the musik. It's not the content, the subject matter. Felt is from the subject matter. It's felt. It's mechisarin over here of you. You're not applying yourself. The person is not focusing enough on the Torah and applying it to himself. What is the, even after what Chazal is saying, what Pasha Pshuta Yishal Mikri? I wanted to say over here, first a chat that I heard from my father, Bishayim. He thinks that he, his recollection is he heard in the name of the Debit Senior, right? Debit Senior said, one of the chat that he said, I heard, like a marshal. It's a marshal, but there are things that a person is missing in his life. These are not inherent, they're not integral to the essence of who he is and what he is. There's something missing. It's a double egg. There's an empty spot, there's an empty area in the person's life. Maybe he's a job, maybe he has some physical handicap or more or something. But it's not a pshat that it's geidish darayim, toich toichai, it's not something that you say that there's a chesaron over here in the ganze mensch. It's a davarei. So the pasuk is saying, over here the Torah is saying, ki lo davarei kumika. It's not a davarei in the sense that there's something missing over here in the person. The Divrei Ashira that the Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that you shouldn't have the perspective that okay, if I'm not a Talmud Chacham, if I don't have Hashkafas HaTorah, it's a felt by me. Epis is missing by me. I'm not a Dov Hashalei, but nobody is an Ishalei. Again, there's a Talmud Chacham, but I'm felt as the Panosu. He doesn't have the Mishpacha that I have. I have a Mishpacha, you have a Panosu. I'm a felt as the Torah. It's not something which is rather missing from you. This is the essence of who the person is. This is Kihem Chayenu Varech Yameinu. Person's focus, his Iker focus, has to be on growing in Torah and your Shemayim and Midas Tovus. And if you don't have it, you don't say, I'm rather not about Midas. I'm not a gross about Midas. This Gefel Sabah Mifel Tezah. I'm a Muslim in many other ways, and my Midas are. I'm a Muslim. I'm an arrogant person. That's not such a thing. To the extent that Reishis Chochman, you know, Hashem, and the person needs to have Midas Toivis, the Memchas, the Varm Shatar, Niknis Bohem, a person in order to be Kanye Toivis, he has to have a Rosh Hashanah, he has to be a Bal Midas, and if he doesn't have it, it's not to something Svelte does. That's one shot. I don't think it is necessarily the pshat that the medrash tanchuma is mashmid that they're learning. And I want to say the pshat in the duchzich in line what we were saying last week and what we're saying over now, what we discussed. In Risa Moisa, his chatim is Kalmitzis Hashem, Asisa Moisa, I'm still to the tanchuma. This is what it says in the pasuk in the Dabed Hei Kumika. What's the shaykhah? What's the tanchuma saying? He's a ganze moshel. Don't be careful with the mitzvahs, with the Torah. Those are the zechrinus, with the divrei ashira. Because if you're not, kach amalam gadbrach li Yisrael, ki lo idaber reikum ikem tehu chayeich. What is it? It doesn't sound like we're only bringing tehu chayeichem over here. I'm only tehu chayeichem. What ki lo idaber reikum ikem? What should I do? I was thinking of an interesting pshat and pasuk. Which I think, if you think about it for a little bit, you say it's not rachid from traditional mikra. Maybe other pshat from traditional mikra, but this is also not rachid at all. Pshat is like this. Shtei the pasuk hazoi ki lo idaver reikum mikam ki hu chayeichem. We're saying that the Torah is not and can't be devoid of mikem, of the person. The Torah is not something which stands independent, which is self-contained. The Rabbi Shalom gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, Havach the Torah, it's in the Aron Kodesh, it's Munach Mekan Zavis, like Chazal say. And it's reikum ikem in the sense that it's devoid of the person's input and interaction. Kitzur shteit da, the Torah is saying that the Torah is an interactive experience. Torah, you have to interact. The milas and the kaiches that the Torah can give a person is not just by a person having a standoffish at arm's length attitude to the Torah. He has a studim, whatever, he learns Torah. Of its reikum ikem. Of the Torah is empty of you. It means empty of you means that your input, your interaction, your appreciation of, and your taking out from the Torah what it has to offer you, as long as you don't do that, then it's not ki chayecha. Then it's not you, it's not your lifeblood. The Torah is saying ki loydava reikum mikem. It can't be reik of you. The Torah needs you. Why? Because ki chayecha v'haraya. The Torah, it says ki haim chayenu baruch yemenu. If the Torah is your lifeblood, if the Torah becomes your whole focus, and it's mechaya the person, it gives him koiches, it gives him all the schools that it has in the Torah. So then the pshat is, then it can't be like, then it can't be a double reikum ikem. Then it can't be pshat. It's not a man, it's not Torah. You have the person and the Torah, and kilu the twain shall never meet. He has his starting, and he learns, but he doesn't view the Torah that kilu the Torah without the person, without his kol mashal talmud vasek asad l'chadish. We know that by matan Torah at Har Sinai it says that all the things that every talmud, every ben Torah, every person that sits down in front of the Gemara is going to be mechadish in all the years. It says all given by my Hasina. It's on the hearts of each individual. Everything that the Torah Shabbat is the Torah of Klal Yisrael, and the Torah has to impact and it has to be engraved on the heart of the person. But if it's not engraved and it's not impacting the person, then the pshat, the Torah is there and the person is there, but the Torah is reikum mikam. The Torah is empty of the person's koiches. You have to bring your koiches to bear upon the Torah. The same way the Torah is supposed to impact the person. But it can't happen until the person, their hair is, until the person understands and approaches the Torah in a way that it's ki'icha yecha. When if he views the Torah as being a life-giving force, so then he approaches the Torah and he applies himself, like Rashi says, with all the yigil. So Rashi, lo lechina matim yigayim ba. It's a shal ki yicha yeichem is a function of how much yigil, of how much the person identifies with, how much he identifies with the Torah. If he identifies with it, that's kiheim chayeinu v'ayuch yomeinu, then it's not reikum mikam. And the pshat is he's bringing his talents, his ability, his yigia, his insight, his midas, he's putting himself, he's subjugating himself to the das of the Torah, with the expectation that the Torah is going to be ma'aleh, it's going to pick him up, it's going to change him. The person has that, then it says in the pasuk, "Vadova azeh tarichu yomim malo adom ha'shatem oivrim." Then you're allowing the Torah to work its magic, so to speak, on the person. But only if a person opens up their heart, he allows the Torah to impact. And again, I don't want to just leave it in the esoteric, theoretical. We're talking of a hill of mice. So you open up your heart to the Torah, it means that there's a lumina minas lasos, that a person has a seid in hashkofa and in musa, that he approaches the Torah, that it has what to teach him. The Torah, the Rabbanu Shalom, has what to say. And a person, of course, chazara is a function of a person. It's a sabkraba of a person who sits down with a gemara, with a chumash, and it's meaningful. And the mei is going to chazar. He's not going to learn it, and it's just going to be okay. If a person doesn't chazar, that's not something yet. If he hears a shir, he hears a shmuz, and it's not being written down, the pshat is subhechich. It's in the final analysis. It doesn't have to be written b'shas meisim, but in the final analysis, you know, I'll remember it. You know, it's okay. You won't remember it. You know you're not going to remember it. It's not the way it is. If the pshat is, it can't be a dover eikum mikam. So I think that the Tanchum is saying over it, Mela, Vei Geshmak, Re'isa Moisa, Uzchata, Marim maybe Lidei Zikonim, Zikonim maybe Lidei Maisa, the pshat, sits is more than most of, if not all other mitzvahs, is an interactive, the Torah is saying it's an interactive experience. You have to look at the, you're going to learn in the Torah, it says you put on tzitzis, and maybe you'll even put on the tzitzis. But you're not viewing the tzitzis in the way, you're not taking out from mitzvah tzitzis the koiches, what the Torah is saying, the way it's supposed to, there's a process, there's a mechanics here to mitzvah tzitzis. There's a reason. There's a schad and it's called mitzvah sasha. There's a riyah which is maybe the ischida. There's a schida which is maybe the vasisa moisa. And if you do all that, then it's v'loisa sudo. Then you're able to combat and you're able to channel the ayin roi and the lein chayvid in the way in which the Torah is giving you a prescription. The Torah is then saying, like we spoke last week, then v'idin rischa. Otherwise, v'idin rischa, if a person does other avedas, say, what could I do? The Torah says, Ashatam Zaynim Achrayim. I'm powerless. I can't fight. I ain't right alive fighting. The Torah is not so. You could surround yourself in an atmosphere of Ruchnias. When you're putting on the tzitzis, it could be in this way, an interactive. I'm sorry for using the word again. It's a word that I know is bandied around a lot today, but it happens to be very appropriate in this context. The tzitzis is not, you know, you throw it on, you throw on your undershirt, you throw on your shirt, and in between you put on your tzitzis. The tzitzis, a person should focus the sugya of tzitzis, in halacha, in the hashkofa of tzitzis, risa moisa, mizchad, and chametz Hashem, and then he has the benefit that all the schools and the mystical schools of the tzitzis as well, that will lead him to be able to be mizgamba over the v'leis yisuduach, and levavchem hasher. This is the mashal that is bringing here. This is the pshat of the pasuk. Zikaron megel de meisa. Lama ki lo dover eikum mikam. how is it nevi'i de'maisa? It's nevi'i de'maisa when a person recognizes it, and he identifies in the mitzvah and in the Torah that this is something that I have to bring my koiches and myself to bear, and together with the Torah, together with my yegiah, and with what I'm supposed to, my avoider, my input, I can take the tzitzis and not just throw them over my shoulders. I can take the tzitzis and lick in the tzitzis, the whole reason why it's chatan, because it's a leidav reiku mikem. It's something that you have to treat as such. A person who's sitting down and he's writing his zechrayimus, he's doing his taxes, and the av says to the ben, he says, Hizoyah, Hebizoyah Bam Piriya, Shachayach Anosimah, be careful with these things. Mishtam Gilan. That's something, you did it. You just, you'll be Manich and the Karenzovis and Gendik. No, this is something that's very important. These are your tax returns. These are things which are very important. These are your Zechrayimus. These are the things that at the time were very important, and you have to be careful with it. Why? It's not something which is devoid of the person's Kaychas. In Parsha it says, Parsha's Koyach, this week's Parsha, I saw it once brought from Rebbeya Simcha. It wasn't brought from the Meshech Chochma, so it wasn't Mashma, it was in Meshech Chochma, but it could be it's there. It says on Shevet Levi, at the end of the Parsha it says on Shevet Levi, היום השם על ארון בארץ ומלא שמחה וחלק לא יהיה בסויך ומאני חלקך ונחלוס ובסויך בני ישראל. Parshim says that Shevet Levi doesn't get an Eretz and a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael because the Rabban Shalom is chalkach of a Nachalos, like it says later on, it explains Hinei Nosati is called Masa Bisol Nachla Chelev Avedosa Mashahem Oyvi Mesavoydas Oyl Mayek, that in return Levi gets the Maisa, Kayanim get the Truma, and it frees them up and enables them to be able to focus their energies and to be in an atmosphere of the Mikdash and of Liban HaTayrav and so on, without having the oil and the shibud of the Parnasa, and in return, Klal Yisrael, that is spending time and producing, they'll provide the ability for Shevet Levi, who are set aside, and of course, like the Rambam says, Shevet Levi Bilvan, but rather call Ish Ve'ish, that is Yoram Levi, that he wants to partake and he wants to set himself aside for the service of Hashem, for learning Torah and doing mitzvahs with a kviyas 24/7. So it says also, every year that has that ability. May simcha, shtaltzach, pashat tahor. The Messiah with his father, May simcha says, how often did your average Levi, and Kayin for that matter, how often was any Yiddish? It's 365 days a year. There's a lot of Levim, Kayana. In the Cheshem, there were 24 Mishmaris. The Rambam says, as I'll say, there were 24 Mishmaris. Every week, every Shavua, there was a week-long Mishma, there was a shift, the Levim and the Kayanim came. They were all split up into 24 units, 24 shifts. So if you make a cheshbon, roughly 2 weeks. 2 weeks out of the year, a Levi was busy in the Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen was busy in the Beis HaMikdash. So for this, he's saying, Chelev Avidos and Hashem Levi, Esavoy Desoy Levoyed, that they're getting, Ani Chelkho V'Nachalosho, Ani Nesati is called Masa, B'Yisrael U'Nachla, they're being supported the whole year, like Klal Yisrael. And we couldn't find it. Everybody had 2 week vacation. It's not so unusual to have 52 weeks out of the year. Take off 2 weeks. Maybe so you have to. So what are you doing the rest of the time? And for this, they're going to be sitting in Kail the whole year because they need to go for 2 weeks to do this. To do what? In fact, the medicine. So the medicine has said the state. What do you see from that? What state, though? Like what we're saying here, the Tchayich has an atmosphere that a person creates. There's a certain atmosphere that the Kayanim and the Levim needed to be, it's almost a cocoon that they had to create, yeah, for those 2 weeks out of the year to be an Oivin in the Beis HaMikdash. In the case of the Kayanim, or to be Messiah the Kayanim, in the case of the Levim, to be dedicated and devoted to the Rotsin and Avoidas, of Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, with the Shechinah Shoyde, for that you needed to be in a massive, in an atmosphere, in an environment the whole year, in an environment that will produce that kind of gavus halev, that kind of inspiration and upliftedness, that a person in those 2 weeks, of course the work is for 2 weeks, but there's a, as a mensch that we have to produce, that's holding by a level of doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. For that he had to sit. He had to sit for those 2 weeks, 50 weeks out of the year he had to sit. So for 2 weeks, or 2 weeks in some odd fraction of time, that he'd be able to be devoted to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on behalf of Shluchim, on behalf of the rest of Klal Yisrael. So, Kal V'chaymer ben b'noi shel Kal V'chaymer. Of course, this is you're talking about Beis HaMikdash, the Shechinah Shoreh being an Oyvid. So over there you needed, the proportions were such that you needed to work for 9/10 of the year, 48, 50 weeks, in order to be an Oyvid properly, appropriately in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we're not engaged and involved maybe to that degree. Of the Hamias, you see over here that a person, Ben Torah especially, you need to create an atmosphere. You need to create an atmosphere and to maintain that atmosphere that's been created throughout the year. If you can't go, it can't be that you could turn it on and off, that there's a switch that you could turn on and off. I can't. There are opportunities that lie in the non-structured time. You have the Ben Azman, and I'm not talking, okay, I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the people that are here. Enough said. I know family chlet. I'm talking to myself. But Vinishvit, it's a time which, on the one hand, it has challenges, but it has, together, hand in hand with those challenges, are tremendous opportunities. Like I said, there are people that you can have from. The Azmanim, the Sdarim, the Svarim, that a person, it's the whole season, the whole, there's a certain relaxed nature of this Tkufa, which a person has to take a Ruzachais and to recharge himself and to be fresh and Yetzashah. But at the same time, to use it, if nothing else, at least to maintain that Kedusha of the Yeshiva, that structure, that environment that you have all year round. And just one other thing, generally speaking, the summers are times that often we spend more time at home. I just want to say over, when I say at home, I mean with family, more so than during the year. If it's at home, or it's in the mountains, it's parents, or wives, whomever it is, it's a beautiful guy. And Pasuk says, I may not be quoting it exactly, Pasuk in Mishlei, the Pasuk says that Ben Chacham Yismachav, Ben Ksil Tugas Imay. It says if a person, parents that have a child who's a Chacham, so the father is Besimcha, the father Shep Nachas, and if they have Rabbucha Ben Ksil, a foolish child is Tugas Imay. He's the worry, the heartbreak of the mother. So it's like the guy, what's the shot? It's very, not fear. I mean, if the father's Shepping the Nachas, then if it's a Ben Chacham, so the father Shep's Nachas, a Ben Ksil, so it's Tugas Imay. Where's the Zelu Mazeh? Where's the Yosh in this? So the Goyin explains, because as all goes up there, because the Mitzvah says that the Ikkah, certainly at our age already, once we grow up, the Ikkah interaction that a son has with his father is in learning, and in years, and mature, maybe they even go fishing together. The pshat is that in whatever he has Nachas from the child. Initially, but that means the Ben Chacham, talking about Avada, the Chacham in Torah, is Yismachab. He's looking to Shep Nachas. So the pshat is Kolzman, it's a Chacham. He's somebody, he's doing what the father wants to do, so then the father interacts with him. But if he's not giving his parents Nachas, so who is that? So where is that with the father? So he's laying around in the house, sleeping until 12 o'clock. And if the mother tries to wake him, get him some daven, and he's a chutzpah there. And the father wouldn't stand for it, the father's not around. So everybody knows that, he's saying Yechiyah, this is the way it is. So this is what the Pasuk Mishnah is saying, the Ben Chacham Yismachav. So we have to be even more careful. You know, the father usually is the recipient of the naches, or al koponim, at the very least, he's not exposed to the e-naches. You have to be very careful. The fact that you have aim at this time of the year, at home, and for those of us that are married, that you're home, that you have to maintain a certain that status, that level, that you're functioning at, that ruchniyistic level, of midas, your shemayim, that you're functioning at, and you're in a very structured environment, that you can't let that you can't let that slip. You have to reinforce that. You have to rededicate yourself to make sure that father, mother, spouse, people that have been most in that, sacrificing for your aliyah and Torah all year. It's very often, you know, I speak with parents about talmidim. They're so taken aback that they almost don't want to have naches. They can't believe that the child in yeshiva, talmid is learning. I don't know, but it comes on bad as my years. I can't get him up for davening, but Mishkan Sadarim, Achutz B'nei, you know. Shouldn't, again, I know who I'm talking to. This is an extreme case. I don't mean to insinuate that this is the, but in whatever way, the rather it's more relaxed, it's less structured. Take out a mishle with a piyush of any yoyna and a goyin, you have an opportunity, maybe you don't have them in the year. Make a seder, set yourself goals, chazer over what you learn, write over shiur and shmuzim. Learn Chumash with Ramban, you don't have a chance usually on a Friday, maybe get a Charusa, a younger light there, a Bayim over here, sit down. It's very, very not Shchiyah that a Bocher, a younger man, goes over to somebody that he wants to learn with, especially a Ben Azmanim, and he'll get a no for an answer. It'll be a little bit pushy. But this is a time. This is a time to, on the one hand, of course, to freshen yourselves up and to be able to get ready for next year, for Nevel's month. But at the same time, tremendous opportunities to take advantage of.